Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is Generation Y. It's actually a blog that I originally wrote a couple years ago, but I find it very appropriate. I'll start with a quote. Before you go and criticize the younger generation, just remember who raised them. That is unknown. This post was first created from my heart on June 10th, 2013, nearly 2 years later. It could not be more relevant. As I listen and observe the professional beauty biz, I continue to hear frustrated new professionals, not always clear on what to do or where to go to find love and support, and equally frustrated salon owners, unsure and unclear of how the heck to connect with what I call Generation Y. As I wrote in June of 2013, this seems like it's a forever issue, always blaming the next generation for things and simply not understanding them. This is one of the many reasons I'm launching a new program, A School for New Professionals, on May 1st, to do what I do best and provide a place to help new professionals navigate their new career. Already having my A School program for owners, I see this as almost a perfect marriage and one that is desperately needed in the pro beauty biz. Hashtag excited. So here's the original post. It always seems the same. It seems the older generation, no matter which it is always somewhat down on the next generation, whether it be the 60s, 70s, 80s, etc. There's always something people find wrong or irritating. Is it that we lose perspective over time? That we get cranky and tired as we age? I'm not a history expert, but I am a human who pays attention. So here's my take and some things to consider when generation bashing or trying to be an awesome leader of future generations. Gary Vee, one of my biz heroes, posted a quote on his Facebook page a few months back, and it really resonated with me. Gary said, We've just gotten smarter and realized that 22-year-olds have more value than just getting you coffee. Powerful. Here's what I know about the Y generation. One, they value purpose and meaning, not just a job or a paycheck. Number two, they want to know why, and because I said so, does not fly. Number three, they want leaders and mentors to tell them what's possible, not what's not possible. Four, they crave authenticity and relationships in work and in life. Five, they are not waiting for our permission to dream or do important work. I hear so often how challenged many are working with the younger generation, how they are afraid of hard work and want everything yesterday. I disagree. I work with young people every day and have successfully led these kids and helped them do big things. I love the youth. I love their passion, their hope, their courage to take, and their courage to take the road less traveled. Here are some of the things we can do to help lift up the next generation. One, be honest with them. Two, share our wisdom. Three, listen to them. Four, create a vision of possibilities for them. Five, love them. It's really quite simple, but not at all easy to take the time to understand the people we lead. But that is what leadership is about. It's about perspective, understanding, vision, lifting others up, and creating an environment for our team to shine. Of course, there is an alternative. You could just stay angry. Have fun with that. Love and awesomeness from Nina. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.